Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! Hi, friends! It's me, Grabstack, star of this show. Wait, what's the name of this show? The Baba Wonder Show? Ooh, okay. Well, this is awkward. Anywho, welcome back to our show. It's been a quiet few weeks since we last saw you, but as we know, things here in Pflugerville are never really quiet for long. Oh, and if you're new here, I'm Grabstack, sidekick to Baba Wonder, the blue-haired superhero boy from the planet Florp.
I'm Bobby Wonder, the real star of the show. That's my name in the title, after all.
What am I, chopped liver?
Of course not. And this here is my trusty sidekick, Grabstack.
Hello, fans. I'm Grabstack, and I'm much more than just a sidekick. I'm an actor, writer, director, hairstylist, sock connoisseur, real estate agent, director, business owner. Oh, I could keep going on for about another 10 minutes.
That's okay. I'll stop you. Yes, Grabstack does a lot, and he's the best sidekick I've ever had.
And the only one. Let's keep it that way.
Grabstack and I are the self-appointed protectors of Pflugerville, and we make sure my nemesis, the mighty Mila, and her sidekick robot Robozuki don't cause any chaos to make the people of Pflugerville miserable.
And that mighty Mila is one resourceful villain. She even has the power to turn into anything she wants, and every time she does, I'm shocked and scared. Luckily, Bobby Wonder and I always get the best of her.
I'm still recovering from that bobsled incident over the holidays. Sure was a doozy.
Don't remind me. Anywho, what's on the docket today, Bobby?
Good question, Grabstack. I have no plans. Maybe a nap?
Always with the napping. I frankly don't have the energy for all the naps.
Bobby Wonder, Grabstack.
It's Lucy Wow, the best inventor slash tinkerer in Pflugerville.
That's me, Lucy Wow.
What's going on, Lucy?
You don't know? Why, today is one of my favorite days of the year. It's Pflugerville's annual Regatta Obstacle Course race.
Regatta? What's a regatta? Is that like ciabatta bread? Are we gonna make a sandwich? Ooh, I could go for a sandwich.
No, a regatta is a fancy name for a boat race.
Ciabatta seems like the better option.
A boat race? That sounds fun. I'm a big fan of water sports.
Water sports? Ooh, that's a no from me.
Oh, come on, Grabstack. It sounds fun. Where's this regatta happening?
On the Pflugerville River. Come on, let's go. Kapow and Lenore are waiting for us there.
I can fly us over there for some quick travel.
That's okay. I prefer to walk. You know how you're always crashing and... Okay, we're flying.
Wee-hee!
I do not like this.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Like I said, every time. Lucy, dear, could you be a sweetheart and hand me back my antenna, please?
Here you go.
Thanks.
Wow, it sure is busy here at the Pflugerville River. Seems like the whole town has turned out for the Regatta Obstacle Course race.
It's a very popular event. Look, there's Kapow and Lenore.
Lucy, you're back! And you brought Bobby Wonder and Grabstack! Welcome!
Boats go swoosh.
Hi, Kapow. Hi, Lenore. I'm so excited to see what this whole regatta obstacle course race is about.
And, just how long is this race?
It's... Oh, look! Mr. Snoot is walking up to the podium now to announce everything.
Hello, Pflugerville. Can I get a regatta? Okay, then. Saving the enthusiasm for the race, I see. Well, I want to welcome everyone to Pflugerville's annual Regatta Obstacle Course Race. There's my enthusiasm. It's my very humble honor to be the one announcing the official kickoff to the race this year. In 2 hours' time, the race will begin here on the Pflugerville River. The first one to make it all the way down the river to the finish line on the Pflugerville Great Lake wins, and a grand prize they shall win.
Ooh, what's the prize?
A job well done.
Oh.
And a year's supply of candy from the Snood Candy Factory.
Oh my gosh, a year's supply of candy. Where do I sign up?
I thought you didn't like water sports.
Bobby, please. Me and my 11 siblings basically lived in water back on Florp. I can handle water if it means candy for a year.
You have to win, though?
I've no doubt we shall win.
We don't even have a boat.
A boat? Wait, we need a boat?
Grabstack, this is a boat race.
Hey, Bobby Wonder, Grabstack. I know you're the superhero saviors of Pflugerville and all, but I'm still in the middle of my speech.
Oh, sorry.
Apologies.
Thank you. Like I was saying, the winner will get a year's supply of candy from the Snood Candy Factory, and all contestants will celebrate together with a rock and water-themed party on the banks of Pflugerville Lake at the finish line. Now, for some rules. Yes, you will need a boat.
Drats!
Rule number one. All entries in the Regatta Obstacle Course race must be in a waterbound craft of their own making. No aircrafts, no motorcrafts, only watercrafts.
Where's a boat when you need one?
Two. Along the way, there will be various obstacles in the river. You must complete the obstacles before continuing on. Otherwise, you risk disqualification. There will be attendants along the river to make sure no one breaks the rules.
And no one likes a rule breaker.
It's Mighty Mila.
And her lesser-known, less fun sidekick, Robo-Zuki!
That's right, Bloppy Blunder. It's me, your smart and savvy nemesis, Mighty Mila!
What are you doing here, Mighty Mila?
Why, what do you think? I'm entering the regatta race, and I'm gonna win. Isn't that right, Robo-Zuki?
How can you win the race when you don't even have a boat?
Bobby?
Yes, what is it, Grabstack?
We don't have a boat either.
See, you don't even have a boat, boatless wonder.
Oh, drats. I always forget I'm a loud whisperer. It's not my fault my voice carries.
Sorry to interrupt your interruption of my speech, but I'm still not done talking.
Sorry, Mr. Snood.
Thank you. Like I was saying. Oh, wait, what was I saying? Yes. Rule breaking is strictly prohibited. Three, the last rule. If at any point you exit your watercraft, you must re-enter the boat at the exact same spot on the river. No getting out of the boat and walking to the end of the course.
Walking? Shh. You can fly, Bobby, so that won't be a problem. You overheard me loudly whisper that, didn't you?
Yes.
I really gotta practice my voice whispering techniques. Rewatch some old ASMR videos.
There'll be no flying either. And now, to finish my speech.
Finally! He's been talking forever!
The race begins in 2 hours, so all entries need to be here at the River Fjord in 2 hours' time with their completed, ready-to-launch boats. Now go forth, my regattans. That's a word I just made up. The clock starts now.
Prepare to lose again. And once I win and hoard all the candy from the Snood Factory, I'll make all of Pflugerville more miserable than ever before. Let's go, Robo-Zuki.
Always candy, never her.
That's right, Lenore. We're not going to let Mighty Mila win the regatta race. No way.
Good luck to you, Lucy. Unfortunately, Grabstack and I can't compete. We don't have a boat.
You're really going to give up that easy? Come on, Bobby, I have a plan.
I always love it when Lucy Wow says she has a plan. She's the smartest girl I know. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear all about it and hopefully be one step closer to a year's supply of candy. Welcome back. We just heard all about the rules for Pflugerville's annual Regatta Obstacle Course Race. But unfortunately, Bobby and I don't have a boat to compete. However, Lucy Wow says she has a plan, and all of her plans are always excellent. Let's hear what she has to say.
Like I said, I have a plan.
Lucy's got a plan.
Plan or plant toot.
Is the plan just to talk about having a plan, or...
Mr. Snood never said how many people could be on a team. Kapow, Lenore, and I have been working on our boat for weeks, and it's almost done. Why don't you two join us and be a part of our boat team?
Really? You just let us come on at the last minute and join your boat?
Of course! What are friends for?
Friendship boat row.
That's right, Lenore. We could also use your extra strength to help steer and guide our boat down the river and through the obstacles.
Thanks, Lucy. I'd be happy to help in any way I can. This is so exciting. Are you excited, Grabstack?
I can already taste the piles of Snood Candy's famous Flarshmallow licorice dots. Yes. So much candy.
Don't get too excited. Like I said, our boat's not actually finished.
Not finished? Bobby, look what you did! We hitched ourselves onto an unfinished boat team!
Lucy, how can we help you finish your boat?
Let's head back to my studio warehouse and I'll show you what I mean. And here we are.
Wow, it's even more impressive than I thought. I wasn't expecting it to be multicolored.
Of course, color makes everything better. Level 1 is blue, because that blends in with the water. Level 2 is green, because I like mints. And level 3 is yellow, so everyone can see us coming from a distance.
Here in the bow of the boat is the special captain's rocking chair.
What's the bow of the boat?
The bow is the front of the boat. The stern is the rear. Starboard means right, port means left.
I wasn't aware I'd have to learn a whole new language to be on a boat. Luckily, I'm multilingual and already know 50 different languages, including Florpian, Xanian, Mercurius, and Spanish.
I didn't know you knew multiple languages.
See, all of us little kids on Florp were taught the language of the universe. Guess Mama forgot the boat language. Starboard is right, you say?
Correct.
See, I pick up languages like that.
Tiny Rosetta, dude.
I'm glad to hear you'll be able to pick up boat language quickly. When we're sailing down the river, it'll be very important we're all on the same page.
Around this corner is the tinkering room, the yoga room, and the barracks.
I thought it was important to include places where we could stretch out our minds and bodies. We want to be ready for any obstacles that come our way.
This is all so impressive, Lucy.
Thank you, Bobby. I've spent weeks working on it.
And you're sure Grabstack and I can join your team?
Of course! You two are some of my best friends and have helped me out so many times. Why shouldn't I help you out too? Plus, I do need your help.
Is this a cookie dispenser?
Actually, it's a bagel dispenser.
Cookies, bagels, I'll take it all!
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
They aren't toasted yet. I wanted to make sure we had a place on the boat where food could be easily accessible. Who knows how long this race could last?
Come again?
Yeah. The regatta race 4 years ago ended up lasting 6 weeks, 4 days, 8 hours, and 22 minutes. It was a real nail biter.
I thought this race was a quick jaunt down the river.
Oh no, the obstacles in the river can really hold people up.
This race is gonna be intense. But wait, Lucy, I'm confused. Your boat looks done. What else do you need to complete it?
Ahem. While you two talk this out, I'm gonna just go ahead and rest my eyes in this hammock. It does look especially comfortable.
Actually, Grabstack, that's not a hammock. That's part of the sail.
So, don't lie down on it?
No. And that's actually why I need your help. I only had enough fiber for one sail, but in order to get this boat moving down the river, I need at least 3 more sails.
No problem. Where can we get more sails?
That's the thing. I had to make the sail myself from a special fiber.
A fiber? Well, now I know that's a food for sure.
Not this type of fiber. It's a special alpine mountain fiber, and it can only be found atop the peak of Pflugerville Mountain.
Don't say it.
I need you both to accompany me and Kapow up Pflugerville Mountain to get this alpine fiber. It's the strongest and best fiber and makes the most wind-efficient sails.
Of course we'll help you.
Just how steep is this mountain?
It's pretty steep, and it's not accessible by air. We'll have to climb up the mountain together, and we'll have less than 2 hours.
Sounds like an excellent mission for Bobby Wonder.
And his sidekick, Grabstack.
And Lucy Wow.
Can't forget about Kapow.
Pomblamoose.
A river regatta race, and now a frantic mountain climb. Sheesh. This day has sure become quite eventful for Bobby and I. But luckily for you all, adventure is our middle name. Well, technically mine is Eugene, but that's neither here nor there. Come back next episode to join us as we trek up the Pflugerville Mountain to find Lucy's special alpine fiber so we can make the sails for her special regatta racing boat. By the way, if you enjoyed hearing about Lucy Wow, did you know she has her own podcast too? Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find Lucy Wow too. We'll see you next time.
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.